This is Pastor Daniel Flukey from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Green with today's KCMR Daily Devotion. Today, I want to talk to you about the three most hopeful words in the Bible. Those words are found in the second chapter of the prophet Joel in verse 12. And these three most hopeful words in the Bible are, yet even now. Yet even now. To understand why these three little words are so important, we need to look at the time the prophet Joel is writing in. Israel is in a tough time. The specific issue at the moment Joel is writing is a plague of locusts destroying their crops and their food supply. But Joel goes through this incredible litany of everything that's going wrong in their nation. It's a day of darkness and gloom, a day of clouds and thick darkness, he writes. Israel has abandoned God, and they've been punished for it. They're being punished. They've turned away from the Lord, and they're sure that God has abandoned them too, for good reason. The people have lost hope. I'm sure that we today could come up with a similar lament. We might not be plagued right now by armies of locusts, but we have more tragedies than we really need to list. There's fighting around the world, people protesting in the streets in our own nation, fears over immigration and walls. Closer to home, there's car accidents, friends and relatives in the hospital, fears about losing jobs. It's easy to wonder, where is God? To wonder if God has abandoned us. I know that Jesus is our source of hope, and I know I should care about all these tragedies in the world. I should be raising awareness, keeping them in prayer. But sometimes I just get overwhelmed. I get distracted. Maybe you do too. And it's into those times of feeling overwhelmed, in the middle of that fear, that Joel speaks. Listen to what Joel says from God to the people of Israel. Into this dark, fearful situation, when God has every right to give up on the people, the Lord says, yet even now, return to me with all your heart. Return to the Lord your God, for he is gracious and merciful, slow to anger and abounding in steadfast love. Those three words are critical, yet even now. No matter what we do, no matter how much we might abandon God, the Lord says to us, to you, yet even now, return to me, for I am gracious and merciful. You can't do anything to make God stop loving you. No matter how far you've run, God is looking for you, pleading for you to come back, yet even now. One of my favorite verses in the entire Bible comes from Paul's letter to the Romans, chapter 8. Paul writes, I am convinced that neither death nor life, neither angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord. That is the gospel. That is the good news that we proclaim. No matter what, you are loved by God, and God has not given up on you. Yet even now, whatever you're going through, wherever you've gone, you are a precious child of God. This has been Pastor Daniel Flukey from St. Peter Lutheran Church in Green. To hear this devotion again, go to KCMR On Demand at kcmrfm.com.